you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Everything is for a season, for a while, for a time. And for us as believers, we have to be mindful of that, that this too shall pass. Better days are coming. Weeping endures for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy. That's right. And that is the God that we serve, a God who brings us into a new place, into a new season. So we understand that as Christians and as believers, when the world rejoicing, we are doing what? We are weeping, yes. But there will come a time when it will be turned around, that we will be rejoicing and the world will be weeping. That is when Jesus comes again. And so as Christian and as believers, and as we tarry on this journey, and sometimes the burden seems heavy, and sometimes we seem as though we are alone, we need to ever be mindful, guess what? This too shall pass. That there is a light at the end of the tunnel. As you go through difficulties in your relationship, as you experience difficulties with your children, as you go through this season of the coronavirus, faith tells us what? This too shall pass. And that is the strength that we need to have, Brother Smith. That we need to believe without doubting that in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of the weeping, in the midst of the crying, that guess what? It's going to get better. And that's what the people of God have to believe. That we can weep with the people in the world. No, we weep because we weep with hope. We cry with hope. And that's why, you know, it says that at every Christian burial, when we go to a funeral or when we have to bury a loved one, we weep with hope. We weep believing that death is not the end. We believe that we will see our loved one again. That is what the Word of God says. And so therefore, taking the Word of God, you know, as it is, we understand that this Christian journey is not a bed of roses. It is about pain. You know, some people say, you know, you begin to walk with the Lord and there is no more pain. Lie, 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 lie. That's not true. Yes. Actually, scripture says, pick up your cross and follow me. A cross is a very serious, painful instrument. And so we will have pain. We will suffer. But in the midst of our suffering, God gives us joy. In the midst of our suffering, God gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. In the midst of the journey, we know that he gives us strength to come through it. That in the midst of all that is happening and you're seeing people around you, you know, crumbling, the people of God stand tall. And we don't boast about our own strength. We boast about the strength that comes from Him. Because He's the one who gives us the strength. He's the one who holds us when we are fallen. He's the one who keeps us. You know that beautiful poem of footprints in the sand. This man is walking, and he started off the journey with four sets of footprints. But when he looked back, he saw only two sets of footprints. So he turned to God and he said, God, how could you do this to me? In my most darkest hour, in my most loneliest moments, you weren't there. When I look back, there were only my sets of footprints. Papa God laughed. No, sonny boy, those footprints are not yours. They are mine. And these footprints, yes, is me carrying you. I will carry you when you faint. I will carry you when you throw in the towel. I will carry you when you lose faith. Know that the God that is with us never abandons us. He never leaves us. He's with us until the end of the age. Amen. Amen.
For Pope Francis, Bishop Herbert Bavard, and all leaders of the church, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that like early disciples, we will boldly proclaim the Christ to others, revealing the movement of the Holy Spirit through our words and action. We pray to the Lord. We pray for God's healing for all those on our sick list. We pray to the Lord. For those in public office, that they may respond with assistance and compassion to the difficult situation and issues that confront them. We pray to the Lord. That we may carry Christ in our hearts, willing to suffer for doing good in the world today. We pray to the Lord. For students who are graduating this year, that they may take pride in their success and look forward to using their knowledge and talents in the next chapter of their lives. We pray to the Lord. For all those who are having difficulty discerning their purpose or calling, that they may recognize the Holy Spirit movement in their lives. We pray to the Lord. That those throughout the world who have been infected may be blessed with a speedy and complete recovery. We pray to the Lord. For the prayers that we hold deep within our hearts, that they may be united with the prayers of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and all the saints who stand before the throne of the Lamb. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, you have asked us not to seek and to ask. We have just done so, confident that you will always hear and answer our prayers.